And I'm really excited about this. SAS Australia starts this Monday, 7:30 on Channel 7.
Selection for the SAS is a test like no other.
Get off your knees!
This is SAS Australia.
Yeah, we know that voice very, very well. He's usually yelling at you. He's not that low. Ant Middleton joins us now. Ant!
And hello, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, we've got you. We've just got you there. Mate, we're extremely excited about SAS. You obviously know the success and how much Australia's fallen in love with the show. As we look through the people that are there and the promos running around, is it Paul Fenwick that it looks like gets a little bit nasty and a bit arky with a few of the other contestants on the show?
Yeah, there's a bit of a clash between Paul and Lockie. There's a clash of characters. There's some big characters on this, big personalities on this show. And you'll see that come through, you know, for the best and for the worst as well. But yeah, there's, Paul, he doesn't mess around. He's a little guy, but he comes with a punch.
And can I ask you, because, I mean, mentally you've got to get through these challenges and it's crazy, but you've done this all around the world. I want to ask you, what's the quickest someone has pulled out of any SAS that you've done? How many hours in?
6 hours. Roxy.
Roxy. Roxy.
Australia.
So 6 hours.
Roxy's still got the record.
She still holds the record. Listen, we've been close to it, but
she
still holds the record.
Oh, 6 hours.
You know what's going to be interesting? I mean, when I look at the show and everybody compares themselves or thinks about themselves being on the show, one of the most nerve-wracking parts, I think, is when you finally get into line and you've got to strip off in the nude in front of everybody. Is that challenging for a lot of the contestants?
Do you know what? It's just stripping people down. It's making them realise they're in our world. You strip them down to nothing, basically. And we almost want them to feel worthless and you know, just on a level, basically. So everyone's on the same level. The slate is quite cleaned. And
yep.
Like, right, this is your chance to start over. This is your chance to face your fears, face your phobias, and become a better version of who you are. And we do that in a sort of tough love, quite sickening type of way.
Mm.
But be stripping down, basically to humble them.
Now, there's a promo going around at the moment, and it's really, really confronting, and it's the tear gas challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Melissa Wu, who is one of Australia's great divers, unbelievable, she comes out of that house, and she starts running, and you can tell halfway through her run, her eyes are gone, she passes out, like while she's still running.
So that can happen.
And she hits the deck really hard, Ant. I mean, that you would have been freaking out a little bit when you saw her on the ground.
Yeah, I was plucking mud out of her teeth. She hit the ground that hard that she had a mouth full of dirt, and obviously once I assessed her and laid her down and, got some oxygen on her, she obviously came too, and she's a warrior, that one. She didn't want to give up. She was just pushing herself physically and psychologically to every single limit. But you talk about one recruit that pushed themselves to an extent where I, as the chief instructor, sort of stepped back and gone, right, enough. You know, just handing your number. Melissa is that girl.
Wow. We can't wait, Ant. We're really, really looking forward to this. This is one of our favourite shows. It starts Monday night, 7:30 on Channel 7. We appreciate your time, Ant. Can't wait to have you back in Australia.
Listen, thanks for having me, guys, and hopefully I'll be in studio one day.
No worries.
Thanks, buddy. You know what? You know what's going to be interesting? Some of the back-end stories when they sit down for the interrogation. You've got Jeff Hugel there. You've got footballer Wayne Carey.
Yes.
And there's some strong units. Oh, Darius Boyd's in there. Barry Hall is in there.
Richard Buttrose is in there as well. I mean, with his past. I know Melissa Takout's got really worried as well going underneath the water. I mean, there's some people with some checkered past there. This is what you want.
Would you do it?
This is the interrogate. What are you looking at me for?
Would you do it?
Would I do it?
Yeah.
I would love to do it. I would love to do it just to push your body and see how far you could go.
I mean, your shoulder pops out when you dive into a swimming pool.
This is the thing. When I dive into the water, my shoulder pops out.
Mm. It's like Lethal Weapon and Fitzy's just smashing his shoulder against a wall trying to get it back in.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Oh, there's, all right, Monday night, 7:30. Make sure you check it out. The